Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. So yesterday, certainly an interesting day. We're still in some profitable trades. We're trying to manage them to the best of our ability in terms of trying to maximize our returns on our trades. So we have this philosophy here at the Live Trade Room where we've been through a period where we're looking to lose small and attempt to win big. So we're quite comfortable cutting our losing trade short at the point at which any kind of short-term small trade turns against us. We kind of want to be out of those trades relatively swiftly. However, when we get an opportunity to get into a momentum-based trade, we do generally want to let that winner run because momentum can carry prices really quite aggressively. Now, we experienced a little bit of a pullback in yesterday's price action, but the momentum is still in place for now. So let's break it down for you so we can show you the difference between, I suppose, a market that's driven by price and volume versus a market that is not really doing an awful lot. And it's up to us as traders to identify the better opportunities and look to trade them properly. So let's get straight into it. And we'll start, of course, with our risk warning currently up on screen. Just broadly be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. So all profitable traders then need to consider what markets to trade. Where do we then enter these markets? Where do we exit? How do we manage risk, trade management, and trade psychology? All very important features of trading financial markets. You'll find a lot of education in your members area about each of these elements. And just so you know, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. That's really these are some of the main features about what we want to try and get our heads around in order to be, and as you know, we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So we keep hearing these central bankers talk about how dependent they are on data. Well, we're going to start getting that data that they're talking about. So we're starting 10 a.m. with European inflation numbers. So we've got core PCI and headline PCI numbers. These are both year on year. So we actually had inflation moving in a slightly different speed to perhaps what these central banks were anticipating. There was a lot of anxiety that there was, I suppose, expected moves to levels maybe around 4-5%, that was the low hanging fruit. So prices would come down from 10, 9, 10, 11%, down to sort of 4-5%. That was the easy bit. The next bit was to get from, 4 to 2%. Now we've come down a lot lower, perhaps more so than central banks expected. So we came down to that sort of 3% level, but we're still having difficulty with that last little bit. And there is elements in this market which are inflationary in nature, which may be responsible for keeping those inflation numbers just slightly elevated. And that's really where we're at. So we're currently in the euro-dollar trade because of the differential between the ECB and the Fed. We think the ECB will have to move a little bit quicker than the Fed. It's creating an interest rate differential, which suggests a slightly stronger dollar versus a weaker euro. So we're actually trying to capitalize on this type of narrative as we speak. And we are in profit on the trade. We still think there is more profit to be made on those trades. And there's no major reason to be getting out of them just yet. Now, the lower this inflation number comes in, if it comes in red, below 3% and below 2.5, then that would increase that interest rate differential narrative between the euro and the dollar, we anticipate. So it's worth sticking with this trade. You know, these central bankers are expecting inflation to come down quite significantly. So we've also got OPEC and JMMC meetings. It was interesting to see prices rally above $85 over the course of yesterday. So strong upside. There's every expectation that OPEC Plus will actually decide to keep those rate cuts in place, certainly until the middle of the year, potentially. I think the cuts are expected to expire, I think, at the end of June, the end of Q2. But we'll get a little bit of an update on that today. So ADP is some of the employment data that these central bankers are looking at very carefully. So unemployment is a big feature for these markets. And ADP is your private sector job numbers. So what we're looking at here is, a relatively steady decrease to some degree. But ADP numbers are kind of sticking around. In the previous meeting, we saw 140. Prior to that, it's 107. So actually, there's a bit of an uptick in employment numbers. Quite a significant uptick as well. If you just get the last two readings, 107 up to 148 expected. So that's nearly a 45-50% increase in that jobs number, which is again a really, really strong jobs market. Today also we've got ISM services PMI numbers, which is showing expansion, which is performing really well. So we still have this strong economy. And we're going to be hearing from Jerome Powell, due to speak at Stanford's Business, Government and Society Forum. I wonder if he'll be asked questions. We might get some confirmation of that as well as we go through the day. Tomorrow, unemployment claims. We're going to be hearing from a few FOMC members as well. And on Friday, we're looking at non-farm payroll numbers. So if average hourly earnings remains quite stubborn, which is quite inflationary, obviously conflict in the Middle East is inflation as well. We're seeing oil prices tick higher. We've got really strong jobs numbers as things currently stand. Anything around 200,000 is a really good, strong jobs number. We've had some outsized numbers in the last few months. So it's really hard to, with the revisions, it's really hard to sort of gauge where this unemployment number is. But broadly speaking, it's very, very strong. And that's really what we want to actually know is, do we still have a really strong jobs number out of the US? If so, it's going to be hard for the Fed to start cutting rates. So at the moment, we're still on the side that it's difficult for the Fed to be able to cut rates. And that hasn't really changed at this point. Okay, so that's a little bit about market fundamentals. I just want to just make a reference really just regarding what's going on with the bond markets and what they suggest really. So we've had a bit of an uptick and a sharp one at that. If you look at the 10-year treasury, we kind of rallied from 4.2 to 4.3536 level. So a sizable uptick, close to making new highs there as well. And similar situation really, we've kind of bounced off the 4.57. So we're up 12 basis points really, with this triple top just sitting here. And a break above 4.74, I think, would then mean we'd put the equity markets under a little bit more pressure. Okay, so that's the fundamental sort of backdrop to these markets. So now we'll just have a look at the technicals. So and the sentiment. The sentiment has been profoundly strong, of course, from the end of October, right away, and we're continuing to rally to the upside. It's really when this rally starts to break down, and we could be getting quite close to that, to drawing that conclusion. We were anticipating that yesterday. We were able to sort of get into a bit of that selling, and prices came down last week. They then rallied. We opened at new highs the week, and now this market has rolled over to the downside. So we think it's broadly to do with the indecision from the markets actually getting the rate narrative wrong. We have been saying it for quite some time, but we've yet to see, you know, any kind of correction in these markets as a result. So it does create a bit of a conflict, and this has been pretty much a buy-only market. As you can see, any bit of soft selling is just met with a really aggressive buying. Now, is this the beginning of that rollover? Is Q1 the sort of the end, and now Q2? Will we get that corrective move? So that's what we're really looking at. And if we just zoom out a little bit more and I just get up our pen here, we've got this narrowing of price action, which we should be mindful of. So let's get up our pen then. So we've got this low just cutting through these prices really quite aggressively. And this is really why we're interested in this little bit of selling. And then you've got this narrowing to the upside as well. When this does eventually roll over, you're talking a decent correction to begin with, and potentially even further. So worth considering. It's a trade that's worth looking at. Now we're going to need to be patient with this move. It's not something that's going to, we're going to have attempts to drive higher like we saw yesterday. So the prices started to roll over to the downside. We bounced off some support and we kind of rallied a little bit. Now this rally, we'll see where it goes from here. Does this become a strong support level, and will it start to turn green? That would be probably a little bit more in line with expectations really than this market giving up the ghost just yet. But when that does happen, it will be a trade that will be worth looking at. Similar kind of analysis, of course, with the Nasdaq. So you can see that the potential's there for that corrective move. We'll see if we get that opportunity or not. So again, narrowing as prices continue to rally. This is an awful lot of consolidation in it, this little zone. So it's a trade that's really worth looking at. So we'll keep an eye on that one. The Dow Jones structural failure trade now to the downside. Again, we're running into the potential for some support, and that's the biggest problem with these trades. Actually, a strong rejection in the end in the DAX, and we're continuing to just roll over to the downside in the Nikkei as well. So, equities, we're a little bit bearish on the equity side of things. So we have certainly a bearish bias. What's quite interesting with the commodities is you can see crude oil and you can also see gold both rallying to recent highs, all-time highs, as you can see in gold. We're just trading at those levels. Now, this potentially suggests that inflation could be becoming a bit more of a factor for the economy. We do have central banks around the world looking to snap up as much gold as they can purchase, having a real positive impact on oil prices. So we're seeing the rally, you know, we're seeing a 3-4 day very significant rally, and it suggests a higher inflation environment. It's just the central bankers are busy telling us that's, you know, that inflation is really likely to come down. So strong pullback yesterday in the euro. And this is where we're looking at these highs very, very carefully. At the minute, we've got a double top. If this starts turning bearish, we do need this market to rally. We do have the conditions for this market to rally if the inflation numbers come in the eurozone, come in, quite low. It just might mean that interest rate differential between the Fed and the ECB is likely to become a bit more prominent. So further downside for the euro, that would be an expectation. So we've got these strong support levels. So a bit of a rally yesterday. We got strong support levels above and below current prices in most of these markets. Dollar yen, we're in this little sideways pattern, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 days now. The BOJ have warned the markets that they're probably likely to defend that 152 level. They've not been explicit, but that's pretty much where we're at. The 152 is likely to be defended. And as you can see, the markets are continuing to buy the dollar against the yen. Dollar Swiss performing really well. Didn't really see the pullback like we did in the euro dollar. So we're currently up at new highs. So our expectations for further upside there above the 90.89 level, which is where we're at. So that's performing really quite well. We're kind of in profit-taking territory up at these higher levels. So we're just watching it very carefully to see at what point do we start to book in profit. The dollar CAD, it was always going to be a tough one because of oil prices rallying. So there's probably better opportunities elsewhere, and a bit of up and down in the Aussie dollar this week so far. So not too much clarity. Same situation for the New Zealand dollar. So we can keep a close eye on markets like the euro dollar and the pound dollar and the dollar Swiss for further upside. So we're in two of those trades already. So just finishing off then with the yen. Yesterday we were anticipating further downside. We got a little rollover to the downside, nothing significant. And now it looks like we're potentially rallying now. Our bias still for now is certainly pointing towards euro weakness. So perhaps the we're looking for a bit of a corrective move up at these very significant highs. Currently, we're just, well, we are experiencing a pullback off the lows, but we're looking for that to roll back over to the downside. And we were talking about, you know, taking profits around the 162. So we're not a million miles away, but, you know, we certainly didn't get to where we were targeting just yet. So really nothing, we don't need to, we can perhaps give it a little bit more time. Same really for the pound yen. Let's see if we can get a little bit more rollover to the downside. But the crude oil and gold are continuing to push higher. So we kind of have a little bit of good morning, everyone. Okay, so we didn't really get that continuing dollar strength. We did in the dollar Swiss, but not really in the euro the way we would have expected it. We didn't really get the euro yen moving much lower below the 162.76. And crude oil was a decent buy trade above the 8,400. We're now up at 8,500. So we do have OPEC today, so we might see a significant amount of volatility in crude oil as a result. So our trade plan is going to be a little bit more kind of generic to some degree, where we are we're looking at dollar strength. You see, the whole commodity strength trade is a slightly counterintuitive position because of the strength we are seeing in the US dollar. So we're going to be looking for weakness in the dollar strength and commodity strength, really. I want to separate a little bit. So dollar strength indices weakness is potentially fitting in with this. Sorry, let me bring this up. Mild risk off market conditions. So that summary can stay in place. And we're looking for quite specifically the dollar to strengthen, more so looking at euro dollar and pound dollar. And hopefully we'll get further upside in the dollar Swiss. The commodity currencies are kind of strengthening off the back of, I suppose, increased prices in commodities. So we're seeing this rally in the equity markets. We're seeing rallies in the cryptocurrency markets. We're seeing rallies in gold. And we're seeing rallies in other commodities. So broadly, we'd expect commodity strength to continue. Again, if I move this slide on, so this is our trade plan for today, mild risk off market conditions, just to give you a little bit of a backdrop. And we're looking to see if we get, over the course of the trading day, some dollar strength, indices weakness, and commodity strength as well. So this is the difficulty we have in terms of narrative, in terms of whether the market's focusing on a very dovish Fed, where they're looking to pivot rates. We're looking at still three interest rate cuts are priced in. At the moment, the data is not really supporting that, but the market is ignoring the reality. So look at the way that commodity prices generally move in line with the dollar. We're seeing a bit of dollar strength broadly. A little bit of a pullback yesterday. But the higher the dollar goes, the bigger the impact that has on commodities and vice versa. If the dollar weakens quite considerably, we'd expect that to be supportive of commodities. It kind of increases demand for commodities and prices go higher. At the moment, we have this, again, continuing quite strange market dynamic where we're getting strange rallies in different places. Now, this is like a market cycle or a phase for now. I'm sure at some point, you know, these markets will begin to normalize. So it is a phase in which we kind of need to navigate as things currently stand. Okay, so look, that's our trade plan. We're looking for the dollar to strengthen, probably more so against the euro and the pound dollar. And certainly the dollar Swiss to continue to make some progress. We're looking for those indices to see if they can roll over to the downside, and we'll have a look at gold and oil as well to see if they continue to make some upside progress. They do have to navigate some important, not just technical levels, but market fundamentals as well today. So we'll keep a close eye on them. All right, guys, on that note, listen, thanks so much for joining us as always. We'll switch rooms. We'll switch over to our European live mentorship room. If you want to join us for that, you're very welcome to. And we'll wrap it up. So on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. As always, we'll see you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade these financial markets, you can do so. You can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts at just $59 per calendar month. So hopefully you'll find that affordable. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and we'll speak to you there. Great stuff. On that note, guys, thanks so much. We'll see you in the other room, and we'll see you then. Great stuff. Take care, guys. Bye for now.